possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Maybe I'll go through this exercise today. Like, how far down the list do you go on most important Houston Texans before you get to Ariante Ursary, the rookie left tackle out of Minnesota, especially with Cam Robinson's injury and with his ability, at least early on here, to show that he can play left and right tackle? Mm-hmm. Even with all the tackles Nick Caserio pointed out, we'll hear from him on this in a bit. They've got, you know, five legit tackles in that room. Ariante Ursary has become a pretty important cog here early on for the Houston Texans.
Well, especially if you factor in that you let go of Laremy Tunsil and that,
yes.
That Laremy Tunsil was a really, really good pass protector. And yet, man, when CJ's up there at the podium the other day talking about how the offensive line really has a mindset of toughness and grittiness, and I think, I don't know if he said dirty or nasty or whatever, but just that kind of blue-collar mentality. Ariante Ursary is much more that guy than Laremy Tunsil was. When it comes to both sides of it, the run game and the pass game, Ariante Ursary actually cares about the run game, which is something that Laremy Tunsil did not, or at least that's the way he played. It didn't look like he cared about the run game. And two, I think could end up being a really dominant run blocker if he continues to work at it. But he shows a lot of promise as a pass protector. And being able to work against Neil Hunter and Will Anderson, as well as all those other veteran defensive ends,
huge.
And hopefully can, just accelerate his development there. If he can end up being a guy at left tackle or right tackle, but just a legitimately solid and plus NFL offensive tackle who actually cares about playing this style of football, that's an improvement over Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
And he's making a lot less money than Laremy Tunsil, too.
For four years.
So he doesn't have to be as good a pass protector as Laremy Tunsil to be an improvement over Laremy Tunsil.
Correct.
Because if he gives you the total package of a guy that wants to play this style of football and is a really good pass protector, that's way better than what you're going to get out of Laremy in this offense.
Yeah. See, Laremy didn't play last night in the second preseason game for the Commanders.
Yeah.
He's getting some work in on the field before the game. You know, he had the little jogging vest on and stuff, but he didn't play in the game last night. Just pointing that out. Here was Nick Caserio earlier on our show this morning when we asked him, what's the biggest thing that has Ariante Ursary where he is right now on the depth chart?
Look, his work ethic and his mindset, and he's taken advantage of his opportunities. He's worked on the right side. He's worked on the left side. He's a young player. He's got a really good attitude. He has the right mentality and the right mindset. I mean, he has a physical nature, and he has a physical mindset. You saw that in his play at Minnesota. I mean, that was one of the things that we liked about him was his physicality and his toughness and his willingness to finish plays. So he's a really good kid. He works really hard, doesn't say much. He's got a good group around him. I think we're pretty fortunate. Tay's been out there every day. He's taken the coaching. He's worked hard. He's had the opportunity to work against a number of players on the other side of the ball. And hopefully we're making each other better. But, you know, he's making progress one day at a time. And that's all you can ask. And there's going to be some growing pains that he's going to withstand and have to go through. I mean, that's any young player. That's any player. But can you autocorrect? Can you make the adjustments? And can you not make the same mistake twice? So, glad Tay's here. Whatever opportunities are presented to him, you know, we'll see where it all ends up.
Nick, if you ask Nick about expectations, he never answers about expectations for guys.
Yeah.
And so we didn't. But I have to imagine whatever they were for Ariante Ursary, he has leapt that hurdle.
The Ursary, One of the interesting things about him was that he was in a college in Minnesota where they ran a lot of outside zone. They were a lot more like what Bobby Slowik wanted to do. So when they drafted Ariante, I wondered if that, you know, I wondered if that meant something, if they weren't going to depart that much from the way that Bobby Slowik operated. And it turns out that wasn't the case at all. They've so far, they look like a much different type of running offense in terms of their style and play selection than what Bobby Slowik had. But one thing that happens when you're in an outside zone-based system, when it comes to some of the more physical drive-blocking type of stuff, Ursary wasn't as good in college as you would expect him to be based on his height and size and strength and all of that. But that's what happens when you run that type of scheme sometimes. You don't get as many reps at the drive blocking. And that's been one of the that's been the most encouraging things for me with Ursary is I've seen growth and progress in his drive blocking in the more physical part of the run game just by repetition, I think. And you can really see why I think he's going to be one of these guys that never plays with ideal pad level because he's so tall. But it doesn't matter as long as you do the other stuff right. And he knows how to use his hips and he knows how to lean into guys. And he can he's so big that he can absorb some contact without playing with perfect pad level. There's lots of really tall offensive linemen that do that. It's just glaring when they can't do it because they get taken for a ride. He's way ahead of schedule. I was optimistic about him, but he's way ahead of where I thought he'd be right
now. Yeah, he's entrenching himself as a legitimate starter in the NFL at either tackle, but it's left tackle, especially you're right, Seth, bringing up Tunsil is a perfect, that's a great point. Because I don't think this is how they planned it. They obviously signed Cam Robinson to a one-year deal. I think the plan was we're going to trade Laramie, we're going to get some draft capital. That's going to change the culture of that room. We're going to draft a tackle, but we need a veteran stopgap at least for a year to hold things down. Who's not as good as Laramie, but the net effect of getting rid of Laramie will be a positive one in that room.
Yeah, and I think as far as planning it, though, I don't think that – I think the plan was to have Cam Robinson as a potential bridge in case if you – A, do we draft a tackle? Because it doesn't always work out the right way.
Yeah.
But B, if we do draft a tackle, we don't want to – we don't want to go into a season expecting a rookie to be starter caliber right away.
Right.
So it was a good insurance policy. Not every insurance policy that you buy ends up being used.
No.
It doesn't mean it was dumb to buy insurance. And there, you still do need veteran depth and a veteran presence there. Ariante Ursary, if he gets hurt, maybe if Ariante Ursary takes a step back, whatever. So I think that whatever they planned for was Cam Robinson is an insurance policy, and I think it's still a good insurance policy to have.
I just remember back to the last time the Texans had a tackle that was Laramie Tunsil's caliber was Dwayne Brown. Mm-hmm. And when Dwayne Brown got traded in the middle of the 2017 season, that was obviously a lost season, but their plan the next year was, I think that was when they brought in Chantrell Henderson from Buffalo and drafted Julion Davenport in the fourth round. Right, this is a better plan. This is a better plan. All right, speaking of tackles, Nick Caserio went on to go from talking about Ursary to expounding upon the entire tackle position on the team. Where are they with tackles right now?
I mean, we've talked about this. We probably have like five legitimate tackles, counting Titus in that group, even though Titus has position flexibility inside out. But, between Cam, between Tay, Blake Fisher is definitely, there's a player to talk about who's improved from the start of training camp until now. Trent Brown hasn't even practiced yet. So we've talked about this. I mean, you can't ever have enough tackles. So the more we can kind of keep in the building.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, so
I think Trent Brown made the team. I interpret that as Trent Brown making the team, or maybe he's just trying to include him in the conversation.
Well, they could keep him on the pup.
I think he starts off the season on the pup. And then he had a patellar tendon surgery. He's in his 30s. He's a massive dude having a patellar tendon surgery. He's a little bit heavier than Kevin Durant, okay? He's like Kevin Durant height plus 150 pounds.
Yeah.
For him to be ready week one, I didn't ever expect that he would be ready. The moment they signed him, I thought, okay, Trent Brown, if he's on the team, will probably be on the pup to start the season.
Yeah, my name that popped out there was Blake Fisher, just because I had it written down to ask Nick about Blake Fisher. But he brought it up there. Clearly, his thought on Blake Fisher is that he's getting better right now. And he did. He played better on Saturday against the Panthers than he had played throughout training camp. And my takeaway would be I still think there's probably a small group of people out there that think that Blake Fisher hasn't necessarily made the team yet. Mm-hmm. I hear that cut from Nick Caserio. Blake Fisher is going to be on this team.
And I think with Blake Fisher, you have to do the same thing you do with a quarterback in a new offense or anybody else. It was really odd to me that he was playing as badly as he was. I wonder if he had some kind of an injury in the offseason or a procedure or something that they didn't disclose, because it was really odd. It didn't look right that he would have regressed like that. But you do have to let all of training camp play out.
Yeah.
And as training camp plays out, he started to look again like if I dropped down in on practice and I hadn't watched anything at all, and all I did was watch that game this past week, and you said, hey, this guy's a second rounder from last year, I'd say, oh, all right, well, yeah, it looks like there's something there. That makes sense. Oh, it was a second rounder, and you considered him a developmental project? Okay, yeah, I can see where the developmental side is there and what the upside is.
Yep, for sure, for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Texans made some moves this morning. And actually, one of them kind of plays into a question that we asked Nick Caserio about the running back room. Evaluating Damian Pierce when he has really not done much of anything yet in the preseason, at least done much of anything that you would think towards that would play into a player making the roster. We'll hear from Nick Caserio on that coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.